Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Susan J. Demas, a columnist who writes Capital Chronicles. Hi, Susan, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
Well, just fine. I'm a little confused, as usual. I was listening to President Obama talk a week ago in a very partisan speech where he said that if you want to go forward, you shift the car into D for drive. And if you want to go backward, you put it in reverse or R. And now I'm saying that maybe the candidates with an R by their name are trying to stamp themselves as the party of the future. Is that right?
Yeah. In Michigan, that seems to be what the message is. And, I think a lot of people are pretty receptive to it because we've had a Democratic governor for 8 years, and we all know that Michigan hasn't done particularly well during that time.
Mm-hmm. Do you think most people will put the blame squarely on Jennifer Granholm or the Democrats and say, regardless of what the circumstances were, regardless of what the national economy looked like, you are the guys in the chairs, so you're out?
Yes, that's the way voters work. The suspense of elections is kind of thwarted by the economy. Pretty much if the economy is going fine, the people in power will probably be okay. And if it's not, the other party will be okay. And we all know the economy isn't doing so hot this time. And, Democrats are going to bear the brunt of that across the country, and especially here in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. At least nationally, the economy was in pretty good shape with a surplus when Bill Clinton left office and tried to hand off to Al Gore, but the country decided that enough of the Democrats, they were going to put George W. Bush in office and switch to the Republicans.
Well, some people would still dispute that given Florida, but, I guess after 10 years we can stop fighting about that.
Well, maybe it says something about that. Maybe it says something about the kind of campaign that Al Gore ran. But at least on a state-by-state level, as you suggest, I think it really hits home what the economy and what jobs look like, and really nothing else matters.
Right. And I don't know if you caught the Detroit News poll out today, but, how people view Jennifer Granholm is a huge factor in this election. If you think that she's doing okay, 64% of you are going to vote for Virge Bernero. Of the folks who don't think she's doing okay, which is the vast majority, 74% of those people are voting for Rick Snyder. So that says where we're at in a nutshell. And Rick Snyder is up by 19 points in that poll.
So is this election really about Virge Bernero, or is it about Jennifer Granholm?
Oh, this election's about Jennifer Granholm.
So whoever the Democratic nominee was going to have a very, very, very difficult time regardless of whom the Republican nominee was.
Absolutely. And the Republicans nominated the candidate with the most crossover appeal in Rick Snyder. So I think that's why we're seeing the numbers the way they are. If this election were Andy Dillon versus Mike Cox, I think it would be a much closer contest.
Mm-hmm. When we talk about the GOP branding itself as the party of the future, some have said, well, it's like the movie Back to the Future. You're going back, but there's a future there somewhere.
Well, their message is that the Democrats got us into this mess. It was their policies of spending and high taxes, and that's why the economy is the way it is. Now, not everybody is going to believe that, but everybody does believe that the economy is not doing well. You've got 13.2% unemployment, so pretty much you're going to know somebody without a job. And you'll take that anger out on whoever is in power. And at the moment, the Democrats have the most sway because Jennifer Granholm has been governor and we've had a Democratic House. So, I understand we can make a rational argument and you can make a very coherent argument for how Republicans are to blame for the situation. But most voters are going to go with their gut, and their gut is, let's get rid of the people in charge.
Republican candidate Rick Snyder, an outsider, a businessman, not a government guy, says we have to stop looking in the rearview mirror. Does that idea make more sense coming from him than it would from any of the other Republican candidates?
I think so, because if you look at his platform, his business and tax ideas are pretty mainline Republican, but he's also interested in a lot of things that most Republicans aren't, like higher education and building cities and the environment. So these are all ideas that have a lot of appeal to independents and Democrats and, you know, are not within the mainstream of the Republican Party. So I think that is looking forward.
Would you guess that those with Tea Party sentiments would cringe and vote for Rick Snyder as the best of both options, even though he keeps talking about bringing people together? And I don't hear that across the board from Republicans and those who dislike what's happened under Jennifer Granholm.
Actually, I think he probably will have relatively little problem with the Tea Partiers because they like the fact that he is not a politician and mm-hmm. he's a businessman mm-hmm. and his tax policy is pretty in line with what they want. Where he's going to run into problems are with those West Michigan social conservatives that vote on abortion and abortion only. And they're going to have to decide what they want to do in this election. I mean, is it sufficient enough that he says he's pro-life, but he supports embryonic stem cell research? Well, if it's not, then maybe they take a pass on the governor's race, or maybe they hold their nose. I certainly don't think they'll vote for Virge Bernero, but,
right.
you know, who knows what they'll do. But, you know, how many options do they really have?
Do you think China, outsourcing of jobs, those kinds of things are going to be a major factor here? I know that we're going to hear it from Virge Bernero on a daily basis.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be major in the sense of Michigan Democratic Party Chair Mark Brewer and Virge Bernero will say it every 5 seconds. Will it have an impact in this election? I sincerely doubt it. It didn't have any effect in the primary. I think Snyder spent enough money and he's defined himself. He's likable. His favorables are incredible.
Yeah,
I don't think that it's going to hit this year. It's not 2006.
I know a lot of people who do not agree with Rick Snyder's politics, and they're thinking of voting for him anyway, just because they like the guy.
Yeah, and that's going to happen every election. And if you look at the numbers, a lot of people like Rick Snyder, and a lot of people don't like Virge Bernero.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you will see some crossover votes. And most importantly, I think you're really going to see the independents go for Rick Snyder. And the independents are what won it for the Democrats in 06 and 08. Mm-hmm. And now they're swinging back to the Republicans.
Do you think it really matters how much experience a candidate has in the minds of the general public? We talk about somebody who had never been around the Capitol, doesn't really understand it the way that Virge Bernero certainly would, having been a legislator. But does that matter?
No, it doesn't, especially not this year. People are really sick of politicians. But let me tell you something. You know, I try and cover the issues, you know, much more than the horse race. And for the Center for Michigan, I did a story on budget priorities for every single gubernatorial candidate. And I can tell you, Rick Snyder knows the budget, and he knows the budget better than Virge Bernero. So even though he doesn't have the experience, it's obviously something that he's read up on and has an interest in. So that might maybe put some people's minds at ease. Virge Bernero thinks the budget is $38 billion when it's $44 billion. He's a little behind.
We're talking with Susan J. Demas, syndicated columnist, writes Capital Chronicles, and you can follow her columns and blogs. I usually do that at mlive.com. Susan, in terms of Andy Dillon and what happened at the alleged unity breakfast last week, do you think it's just a matter of time before he comes on board with this and really gets behind Virge Bernero, or do you think that he's going to take a pass?
I mean, he's pretty much indicated that he's not going to endorse Snyder. He just wants to sit down and talk with Virge about some issues that are important to him. I really think the media missed the boat on that story because none of the Republican candidates endorsed Snyder. They all gave them their support, which is exactly what Dillon did.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people need some time to heal. And they also want to have a sit down with the candidate and maybe get something out of the deal, or at least talk about what's important to them. So strategy-wise, I don't see a problem with what any of them did.
Maybe it's too soon to have a unity breakfast right after a victory dinner.
Yeah, I mean, it's a weird concept to begin with, but, you know, that people have determined that that's what needs to be done.
Our guest, Susan J. Demas, Capital Chronicles, and you can read her columns at MLive, various newspapers around the state. You can also go to Dome Magazine. I assume you have a piece coming up there as well.
Yeah, I always have a column there.
Okay. Susan, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll have Judy Samuelson up next, CEO of Early Childhood Investment Corporation, talking about another party, the Sandbox Party, coming up next on 1320 WILS.